broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Oh, Ben Crenshaw, it is so good to hear your voice. And Mitsubishi Electric at Hualalai is underway. And gosh, I wish I was there. I love that golf course. I love this tournament and everything they've done for the islands through their charitable contributions. Thank you so much for continuing to sponsor. This is a really long, long-running sponsor. We'll be talking a little bit later with Kelly Fleer, the tournament manager, Mitsubishi Electric Championship in Hualalai. Claude Brousseau joins us as well, master teaching professional, Wailea Golf Academy, a PGA master, by the way. Stephen Yen is an executive chef, Liberty National Golf Course, and of course, he's a super golfer. He just loves the game. Oliver Oliquiano, president and CEO, Island Pacific Golf Academy. He'll be with us. And Ron Syrak, award-winning writer, Golf Channel contributor. He'll be kicking off the show. What a season opening we've got going. We'll be right back with Ron Syrak right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Pro Camera Hawaii, quality cameras to capture the memories, now in the Pro Kai Shopping Center. The Sentry officially kicks off the PGA Tour's 2024 season at Kapalua's Plantation Course, Maui, January 4th through the 7th. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. We put power at your fingertips. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks, shopping centers, businesses, and hotels since 1939. Claude Brousseau, master teaching professional at the Wailea Golf Academy. The Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play golf, the gift that lasts forever. And Sony Open in Hawaii PGA Tour Golf Tournament, starting January 8th through 14th, 2024 at the Wailea Country Club on the island of Oahu.
And thank you so much for all of your support for the Golf Club Radio Show. If you know a sponsor who should be on the show, give them a nudge. That would be very cool. Ron Syrak, award-winning writer, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement and Journalism Award recipient, LPGA Media Excellence Award author, Vision 54 Trilogy with Lynn Marriott and Pia Nielsen, including, well, Play Your Best Golf Now. Isn't that a great title? Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
Aloha, Danielle. Thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure to be with you.
And what a season opener. Yeah, we've got five tournaments underway. Amazing how far we've come with, remember the old days, the Global Golf Initiative? It seems to have come true.
You know, this is always that time of the year when there's nothing but hope and expectation ahead of every player out there. And this is going to be a fascinating year in the LPGA to see which of those players who broke through last year can build on that success and which of the players who were a little bit disappointing last year can bounce back.
Yes, exactly. I mean, Nelly Cordes, just, you know, Lydia Ko, and yep. just talking about them, just real LPGA 2024 season opener is HGV Tournament of Champions. Then we've got the Drive On Championship. Then it's off to the Asia Swing, starting with the Honda LPGA Thailand. So this HGV Tournament of Champions, Ron, is being played Lake Nona Golf Course, a purse $1.5 million. Hawaii's Allison Korpuz is in the field, 2 under, heading into round three is the last time I checked. Leaders are at 8 under, tied for the lead, Ayaka Furue and Lydia Ko. So we see her coming back on.
Yeah, you know, Lydia disappointed me last year. I thought that in 2022 that she showed great signs that she was getting get back to that form that she had when she was a teenager, and she sort of stuttered and stumbled a little bit last year. And she's on my my list of those players who I'm going to be looking to see what we got from them this year. I mean, Look at who ended up as the top players in Player of the Year points on the LPGA last year. Lilia Vu, Allison Korpuz, Celine Boutier and Runa Nguyen. Nobody would have had any of those four as in their top five being player of the year. And who wasn't in the mix? Lydia Ko, Nelly Korda, Brooke Henderson, Jin Young Ko, Nasa Hadaoka. Lexi Thompson now hasn't won in 5 years. And so it's going to be interesting to see who has a bounce back year. And then the other thing, you know, being a star, it's not just being able to build win upon win. It's being able to build season upon season. Mm. So which of those players who had breakthroughs last year, Vu and Corpuz and Boutier and Yin, which of those can build on that success?
Yeah, and that's the bottom line. That was what was so exciting about Tiger Woods. I mean, you could having those star players, and it's like Rory Wilde. he's just having having a really difficult year. It's just his season is starting off really rough. And I don't know, you know, none of us really understand at some point when we're playing this game, what knocks us out and why we play really well. I mean, but with the work that you've done with Vision 54, that is something that you folks explored.
Yeah, you know, and part of the whole key to the whole thing is just, can you keep your focus on the now, you know? And, I mean, they always, as P and Lin like to say, the most important shot in golf is the next one you're going to hit, you know? And when I look back, the three greatest winners I've covered in my career are Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, and Annika Sörenstam. And what they had in common, they not only forgot their losses and their disappointments quickly, they forgot their wins quickly. If they won a tournament, they went out and they played the next week with the same fire and intensity as if they had never won a tournament in their life. They never got complacent. They played every shot, every round, every tournament as if it was the most important event they were ever going to play in. I'm not sure that you can teach that. I guess you can learn that. You can learn to get that focus. A lot of it is just hardwired into the DNA of a player. But that's the key. You know, you had your breakthrough year in 2023. Can you put that behind you and use it as a springboard to even better things the next year?
Yes. Yes. It's like the drive on. You know, you've got to keep the drive has to always be on. You've got to want it. Always want it and never be satisfied with your performance before. You can't rest on your laurels in golf. You've got to keep on keeping on. It isn't an easy game.
I don't know if I ever saw Tiger Woods play an indifferent golf shot in his life, you know? He played every golf shot as if it was the most important shot he was ever going to play. And Nicklaus was the same way, and Sörenstam was the same way. They played every golf shot with an uncommon, very rare intensity.
Yeah, and then how do you transition from being a player who's like routine in the zone but not a star? That is, you know, when you talk about Annika Sörenstam, she wasn't so much outgoing. Tiger Woods expressed himself in his performance. Every, you know, there was an emotion that was, and I'm not sure, I never got really to see Jack Nicklaus at his top form, but I imagine he was steadfast and just focused. That's the big question. What makes the star player?
You know, Tiger Woods from the very beginning was comfortable in the spotlight. You know, he thrived on the attention and on the focus on him. When Annika Sörenstam, the first tournament she won on the LPGA Tour was the U.S. Women's Open in 1995. And she was so uncomfortable in the spotlight that she took the next month off.
Oh.
You know, she wins the U.S. Open and doesn't play for a month because she hated doing the interviews. She hated all that attention that comes with it. But she learned how to do that, and she learned how to be. I remember the first time I interviewed Annika, she was such a bad interview. I had to interview her caddy to get a quote I could use. You know, and now Annika is an articulate spokeswoman who's essentially a motivational speaker in the business world, in junior golf, in being the host of an LPGA tournament. She grew into it. For Tiger, it was a much more normal transition. I think for everybody, it's figuring out your own path, what's going to work for you to be able to sustain success and continue success.
You know, when I was growing up, my father loved Jack Nicklaus, and I was an Arnold Palmer devotee as a kid, and I was so angry with Jack for beating, you know, it's just like, wait a second, how dare you upstart?
I once told Jack Nicklaus, this was probably around 2011. He was doing a promotional commercial shoot for the First Tee, and I spent the day hanging out with him. And after we got pretty comfortable and I felt like a kid around with him, I said, you know, Jack, I grew up in Western Pennsylvania. I'm an Arnold Palmer guy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you how long it took me to get over you beating him in a 19th playoff at the 1962 U.S. Open at Oakmont. It wasn't until you won the 86 Masters that I was willing to say, all right, this guy Nicklaus is okay.
He deserves it.
Yeah.
That is wonderful. So, you know, you understand how I felt. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
There are so many up-and-comers in this game that are coming together, that you have traveled, Chan Kim, traveled around the world playing all these different tours, and, you know, then all of a sudden they're like in the limelight, you know, they're being discussed. Another one is the PGA Tour U.S. Amateur. He's playing in the U.S. Amateur champ, Nick Dunlap, is playing on the PGA Tour, and he's in contention at the American Express. Sam Burns, I think, shot a career low 61 for the one-shot lead over Michael Kim, two over Dunlap. This is the kind of, you know, they come out of quote-unquote nowhere. They've been working hard.
Yeah, you know, I think what we're seeing more and more, college golf has, in particular, has improved so much over the last decade and a half, that we're seeing players come step right onto the pro tour and capable of winning. You know, they've experienced intense competition. They've experienced a much better venues than they have been playing a couple of decades ago, and they are walking right into it, more prepared to win. But it's all that other stuff that you have to adjust to. It's all that stuff that can get your attention away from focusing on golf. It's media attention, sponsor obligations, PR obligations at the tournaments once you start to have success. There are so many distractions out there. It's learning how to juggle all those balls that becomes really one of the key elements to building on success. And you know, in the day age we're living in now, it's dealing with social media and not making mistakes on social media and learning how to block out social media when people are being tough on you. Those are challenges that the previous generation of players didn't have to deal with.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. And the young guys and girls are growing up in this social media world. So for us to say, well, just tune it out, that's, you know, it's like a part of their DNA already. They've been on their computers their entire lives. They've been in social media, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or whatever is their favorite. And I probably haven't even, I don't even know what the latest one is.
It's just quickly here. Ben Hogan didn't win his first major championship till he was 34 years old.
Wow.
All right. He'd have probably been beat up mercilessly on social media for not having to do it. But then once he won his first major, he won 9 major championships,
right.
You know. So but that he was growing up in a time when it was easier to have disappointments. It was easier to struggle. You know, it was easier. Now, financially, it wasn't. You know, back in the days when Hogan played, if you didn't finish in the top 10 in a tournament, you lost money for that week. But in terms of that attention and the public scrutiny and the mean-spiritedness, you know, it didn't exist back then, and that was to their advantage.
Yeah, truly. The mean-spirited. Kindness, yes. Where has the kindness gone is a question I often ask. And speaking of, you know, Ben Hogan and that era, Jack Burke, Jr., yep. 2004 Jones Award winner. He died at the age of 100, just short of 101, right?
Yep, yep. They had a big blowout 100th birthday party for him. You know, in 1998, I was invited down to Augusta National a couple of months before the tournament, just to see what it's like there when the tournament's not being played. And they took me around and they showed me everything, that, you know, the Eisenhower cottages, the Bobby Jones cottage. But one of the things I saw was the champions' locker room. And, you know, the past champions have their own separate locker room for the Masters. And so there have been so many past champions that you share lockers in there. And I went in, and Tiger Woods had won the 97 Masters, and I went in, and he was sharing, his locker was shared with Jackie Burke, who was the 1956 Masters winner. I thought that was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. And what a wonderful person Jackie Burke was. I'm glad you said Jackie, because everything print is Jack. Speaking of print, hey, Sports Illustrated. Whoa.
Yeah, it's looking like it's coming down the home stretch, and quite frankly, it already, you know, once it abandoned being a weekly print publication, I think I realized today that my first subscription to Sports Illustrated was in 1963, and I grew up reading Dan Jenkins, and then later had the great privilege of being on the Golf Digest staff with Dan Jenkins, writers like Dan Jenkins taught magazine writers how to write. You know, they came about in a very inventive, different sort of way, and also the photography in there. Mm-hmm. What can't be replicated online were those great 2-page spread photos.
Yes.
Sports Illustrated would have. The 5,000-word back-of-the-book story, you know, that really took a deep dive into a person or an event. It was under the legendary managing editor, André Laguerre, at that point. It was the beacon. It showed everybody else how sports should be written about, that it wasn't just about numbers and winners, that sometimes the best story is the loser, you know, and sometimes the real story is the story behind the story. Who was the person who accomplished this? And SI did that, and the fact that it's looking like we're never going to see that publication again is very sad.
It is, absolutely. Season opener in Hawaii for Champions Tour, the Mitsubishi Electric Championship at Hawaii. Stephen Alker, Harrison Frazier, Steve Stricker, Ernie Els, Justin Leonard, all in the top five spots. Steve Stricker won a whole lot of awards this year. He played on the PGA Tour this year. He's got a lot of game left in him. What is he, 50?
Steve Stricker may end up being the Bernard Langer of his generation. He's going to be out there as long as he wants to be out there. He has one of those things and one of those attitudes that ages very, very well.
Yeah.
And speaking of Langer, by the way, I think that what he's accomplished on the Champions Tour is really one of the underrated stories in golf, maybe ever. You know, to continue to play at the level that he's playing at in his mid-60s.
It's truly incredible. It really is. He's one of those driven, steadfast kind of people that just, he had pedal to the metal, and that's all there is to it. It's really exciting. I'm sorry about the static. We're having a little problem here. U.S. Adaptive Open conducting 6 18-hole qualifiers across America. Last year, there were 15 players to, I have a typo in here, at Pinehurst. I'm just excited that the U.S. Adaptive Open is doing the 6 18-hole qualifiers. There will be up to 60 competing at Pinehurst. What is that golf course like?
Well, first off, I think the Adaptive Open is an enormous addition to the golf championship schedule. You know, that is just such a it's such a tremendous example of how golf is a sport open to everybody, and it's a terrific way for the USGA to support growing the game. And now that the USGA has planted a flag in Pinehurst, North Carolina, by having a branch office down there, and by the way, their U.S. Youth team program is based there, and that's an exciting initiative the USGA has going to finally have this junior team program. But no better place to plant your flag than in Pinehurst. There's so many great golf courses there, and Pinehurst. Well, all 10 of them there are golf courses well worth it.
All 10 of them. Yes, you need to have a long vacation and stay and play. I just had one final question that I'm just dying to ask. Was that you parasailing over Cape Cod on a windy January day?
No, man. I have a mortal fear of heights. You will never find me up on a parasail anywhere. I was at the tournament at Torrey Pines once. The LPGA was playing at Torrey Pines in San Diego, and a bunch of players, including my good friend Sophie Gustafson, went parasailing off the cliffs there, and I stood and waved goodbye to them and waited for them to return.
Hoping for their easy landing.
Yeah.
Wonderful talking with you. Ron Syrak, award-winning writer, great speaker, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award, LPGA Media Excellence Award, and author Vision 54 Trilogy with Lynn Marriott and Pia Nielsen. Which one of the three would you recommend someone start with?
Well, every shot must have a purpose. Gives a really concise, good overview of what their philosophy is. And I was thrilled, by the way, to see that Golf Digest is the first ranking of the legendary teachers of golf, and both P and Lynn were on that list. They were both in the top 20.
That's wonderful. Ron Syrak, thank you again. And as you tell me, I feel the same way. Always a pleasure talking with you.
Aloha, Daniel. Always a pleasure.
Aloha. We're going to come back. Oliver Aliquiano will be calling in. He's the president and CEO of Island Pacific Golf Academy. And his whole philosophy is working with kids, developing their competitive skills. So we'll have him on right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me? What is
up? I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Eveleigh. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
The
golf club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to the golf club with Danielle Tucker.
You know, that's based on a true story. I mean, people have actually done that and then realized that they had to go snorkeling. Oliver Oliquiano, president and CEO, Island Pacific Golf Academy, U.S. Kids Certified Top 50 U.S. Kids Golf Instructor, coach for Kamehameha Schools Golf Team, Kapalama Campus, Titleist Performance Institute Certified, PGA Game Changer Award recipient. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hi, Danielle. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Are you just waking up? You can share that with us.
Oh, yeah. It is. I am. The sun's just barely peeking out my window.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a beautiful day.
It is going to be a beautiful day. So you've been working with Blaise Akana, the University of Hawaii golfer who carded that second round 71 Friday at the Sony Open, equaling his best round at a PGA Tour event. Amazing.
I am very proud of Blaise. He's come so far in his game. Both his game and the physical game and the mental game.
Hey, Robert.
The mental side of it, yeah.
So he's going
quite a bit. Super proud of him.
We're getting an awful lot of static.
Excuse me, we're getting an awful lot of static. We're hearing the conversation that the executive producer is having with the engineering department to try to figure out why there's so much static on this system right now. So we're going to try to get him out of the loop so that we can get on with talking with Oliver Oliquiano, president and CEO of Island Pacific Golf Academy. So thrilling, you know, to know that your student has driven his way forward like Blaise has. When you watch him, you must feel incredibly proud. And when did you start working with him?
Well, you know, he's gone through all the programs that we've had. He's played U.S. Kids Golf. I've watched him play various tournaments, through whether it's JGA or OJGA, and then Hawaii Kids Junior Golf Association. He's gone through the gamut in Hawaii and has persevered. He's done well in all the different events. I coached him personally for Kamehameha Schools, and he did well there too. So I just feel like he's a really persistent individual that's willing to go the distance. Right? He takes it very seriously. You know, where other kids wonder how he gets to be so good, I tell them that Blaise is at the driving range almost like every other day, or I'll see him putting at night, or I'll see him at the chipping range, or, you know, hitting practice shots out of a bunker. You know, he's there. He's just there. He wants to be relevant. So he wants to be, you know, He practices. He puts in the time.
It's wonderful.
So
what you're doing in your program, you're developing kids to play competitively. And Blaise seems to have really taken that and run with it.
Yeah.
Now, how do you develop children to play competitively without, I don't know, taking away their personal qualities?
You know, it's a process, Danielle. Honestly, it's allowing a child to grow, you know, from when they're little. And I've seen it because I've taught thousands of kids already. And, you know, the ones that succeed are the ones that are given the opportunity, you know, to compete, to play, practice, but more importantly, they're given the opportunity and support by parents, right? The parents support them in whatever they do. And I don't mean it doesn't necessarily have to be just golf, but I've seen kids that play multiple sports that become really good at golf because they found golf as their passion, right? So, I mean, let's take Blaise, for example. I know Blaise loved basketball, but he wasn't always the tallest guy on the team, but he was a great golfer too. So he gravitated towards golf, but all his basketball skills, all his motor skills developed in basketball became very useful in golf. So, you know, I'm a big believer that kids that play multiple sports become better at one or the other or both because they do multiple things. So it's not that he just took up golf and just that was it. He did other things, right? And he's a good student, too. I think a big part of being academically smart plays a role in that, in learning how to be responsible with your time, right? To manage it all together.
Yeah, and having a physical, strong body with reactive times is an enhancement to the brain. So music, sports, academics, all of those enhance one another. You know, it's a beautiful combination of everything, and the brain then it supports the body. The body is, you know, doing everything it needs to do to be strong and healthy. And I love what you wrote, loving and supporting our keiki along the way, letting them play various sports to enhance their abilities. That's right.
Yes.
Right on.
You nailed it, Danielle. Because you think about it, like music, you learn tempo, right? You learn whether it's the piano, the cello, the violin, or the drums, you learn tempo by learning music. Well, guess what? In golf, you need tempo, right? So if you have good tempo music, you'll have good rhythm in golf.
Yeah.
So everything ties in together.
Yeah. You can't do just one thing. You know, you've got to open up all of your senses and give your body and mind all of the input that it needs to grow and be strong. So you have you also have U.S. Kids Golf, of course. It's a big part of your world. You're a U.S. Kids certified top 50 U.S. Kids Golf instructor. And I like this because I didn't realize that when U.S. Kids Golf, the parent caddies are a part of the process. So the parents are the caddy.
I think that's one of the best things to happen for golf, honestly. That's me and my personal opinion. Of course, I'm a little biased, but I love seeing parents out on the course because, number one, they get to understand the type of pressure the kids are in or under when they're playing. Number two, they're a continued support system on the course. You know, when they're playing, the kids are feeling, hey, my parents are there. They get to witness their great shots. They get to witness their bad shots. But all along the way, the parents can really see the struggle, right? It's not that they just drop off their kids and I'll see you in 4 hours and not have a clue what's going on the course.
Yes.
Right?
Gosh,
you never
yes.
know. I've heard stories of kids being bullied on the course and parents don't know about it. But they come to coach. They come to me and say, hey, I got bullied by this one kid, and they were making fun of me, or a group of kids were making fun of me, and I haven't told my parents yet. You know, and that shouldn't be happening, because, I mean, how is that supposed to develop a child? Right? So I like the fact that U.S. Kids Golf puts parents right there engaged, wear their U.S. Kids Golf caddy bib, so they feel like they're a part of the program. You know, the kids are proud to see that the parents are there. You know, and I think it just provides a safer environment for this game to grow in.
Yeah, and it makes a really cool relationship between mom or dad and child. It's really wonderful. So, PGA Junior League, open for registration now?
Yes, PGA Junior League is open for registration across the country. It happened, I believe, last Tuesday. And a great introductory program to competitive golf. So a lot of the kids that are either in my group lessons or in my regular programs for lessons, the first thing I do is I put them in PGA Junior League and encourage them to play, because then they're playing in a team environment with other kids of their kind of the same caliber, and they just compete and they play scrambles. Like, it could be a 2-3-on-3 scramble, and they're just trying to beat each other to score, right? And we just make it fun.
Yeah.
Right? That's how it should be, right? They're trying to learn how to play the game. And what better way to do it with, you know, a couple of friends that you like playing with.
Yeah.
And we do it as an adult when we get older, right? We're in team formats when we work for companies, and why not do it as a kid?
Yeah, really important, you know, all of that. Cooperation, helping each other to your outcome desired. So it goes from PGA Junior League, then we'd go to U.S. Kids Golf, and that's where the parents are involved in the competition factor, you know, with them as caddies. And then you say the regional and world championships, that's next. That's where the real competition begins.
Yeah, so I'm very fortunate to be involved and engaged in U.S. Kids Golf at that level of it, where they fly me out to World Championships at Pinehurst, which is in itself an experience second to none. It's where all the best of the best kids are out there and competing. And I know you've interviewed me when I was out there at Pinehurst last year, and it's amazing to see the best kids compete in the world, and a lot of these the best kids end up turning pros, you know. So, you know, you just think of all the name, like Allison Corpuz,
yeah,
came from U.S. Kids Golf, right? Jordan Spieth came from U.S. Kids Golf. So there's a lot of good kids that start off in that program and become great. Now, not all of them become pros, but to get to that level is amazing, and you just see, you know, how much time and effort you've seen all the parents and all the kids and the families put together. And to, again, to see that support system there is awesome, because you see them in droves. I mean, you've got aunts, uncles, cousins, everyone walking and being the spectators on the side, you know. And then, of course, the parent and child is still caddying, you know. So it's just a wonderful experience. And same thing with the regionals. The regionals are a great entryway to world championships. So in February I'm going into Arizona for the Wigwam U.S. Kids Golf Championship regional, and but I go to Pebble Beach. I also go to Palm Springs. I do the regionals because I get to see a lot of the kids from Hawaii compete over there. So like Leo Saito, I saw him at Worlds and three other regionals, and he's just competing. He's just going out there and showcasing. Well, and that's the other thing too, being at world championships or even at a regional event, being able to showcase a child's talent in front of the world is one thing, but the other thing is there are college scouts constantly looking at kids. They're looking for the best players in the world. Well, they're not going to come out to here to Hawaii and fly out here to watch kids play a local U.S. Kids Golf Tour. But they'll fly out and they'll watch a world championship tournament and they'll go, hey, who's this kid Leo? Then they'll ask me about him.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, they'll ask a coach or they'll ask someone about him.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's seen and he's on the radar. And all of a sudden you've got scholarship opportunities happening for these kids.
That's wonderful.
From these events.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and that's our ultimate goal.
Oliver Oliquiano is president and CEO of Island Pacific Golf Academy, U.S. Kids certified top 50 U.S. Kids golf instructor, of course, also coach for Kamehameha School's golf team. Tell us how we get in touch with you.
Yeah, well, I'm over at the Hawaii Prince driving range. I'm there pretty much 9 days a week.
You just said 9 days a week. I love you.
Yeah. It was 8 days a week, but I had to work overtime. So my phone number is 808-393-3873. Or you can visit me on my website at islandpacificgolf.com. And there's ways to contact me there.
All right.
Email or...
Yeah. He's over at Hawaii Prince driving range.
Yeah.
9 days a week. And congratulations, too, from the Golf Digest Awards. One of the seven top teachers in the state of Hawaii, Oliver Oliquiano, thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with me.
Thank you, Danielle. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. And I hope you feel really good soon.
Yeah,
okay. Aloha.
Yeah.
We're coming back with Stephen Yen, executive chef, director of food and beverage, Liberty National Country Club. Wouldn't y'all like to go there and just maybe sip a whatever drink and have a delicious meal? And he's also an avid golfer. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, 21724 Hart Street off White Camilo Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Got a shutterbug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
Poipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Got my new book, Three Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back into the clubhouse. I think, I don't know, did I make a mistake? Goodness knows I do that. But we're going to jump ahead. Instead of having Kelly Fleer, the tournament manager, Mitsubishi Electric Championship at Hualalai on Hawaii Island with the six Hall of Famers. Okay. You know, we're going to have Kelly on the show right now because he's ready. And you never know what's going to happen during a golf tournament. And I'm so excited that he's able to take the time out of his very busy schedule to be inside the clubhouse. Kelly Fleer, tournament manager, Mitsubishi Electric Championship at Hualalai. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Aloha, Danielle. Thank you for having us. We're excited to start our final round here.
Isn't that something? It's like the final round. It's hard for us to cut. You know, we're always expecting it to be a Sunday close.
Well, I think one of the most exciting things, it always seems to be a really close match on the final round here at Hualalai at the Mitsubishi Electric Championship.
Yes.
This is the 28th year, and we've, you know, it's always the players go real low. The weather's been perfect here. So we're expecting a really, really close match. We've got a lot of players bunched up toward the top and yes, a lot of big names.
Yes. We've got Steve Alker. He's, you know, the top position, number one right now. 16 under par. Tied for second, Harrison Frazier. Steve Stricker, 14 under. Ernie Els is at the fourth spot there. He's 11 under. Justin Leonard is 10 under. I think those are some pretty big names.
Yes, they are. You know, Steve Stricker obviously was the player of the year last year with what was probably one of the most amazing Champions Tour seasons that anyone's ever put on the scoreboard. He had six victories, and three of those victories were major championships. And by the way, his very first win last year was right here at Hualalai.
You know, that really leaves you. I love that golf course. Your golf course is spectacular. Didn't the Skins game get played at Hualalai?
No, the Skins game was, the senior Skins game was at Mauna Lani years ago.
Right.
That event hasn't been around for a while, but it had many, many prosperous years at Mauna Lani, and that was in the Jack Nicklaus, Arnie Trevino era.
Yes, 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 yes. It's kind of like the Grand Slam of golf was at Poipu for so many years, and just really quite amazing that four people could attract such a huge audience every year.
That's true. But our event's been here since 1997, Danielle.
Wow.
So this marks our 28th year. We've only had two sponsors, and this is the 16th year that Mitsubishi Electric has sponsored this great event. So we're the longest running event right now on the PGA Tour Champions schedule.
Well, Kelly, I opened the show by talking about Mitsubishi Electric and all the fundraising they've done and the charities that have benefited. They've really made an impact on the community.
They sure have. The Rotary Club of Kona is a local Kona charity, and they take their proceeds and distribute 100% of those into community projects that everybody can share in, whether it's the walking park or regrassing the soccer field way back in the day, or whether it's just, taking a stroll on the beautiful walking path that they refurbished and planted beautiful flowers. And they turned something that was really dilapidated and made it really nice. And so some of those things are great. You know, the Daniel R. Sayer Foundation raises money to help support the fire departments here on the Big Island. And they've been successful in raising lots of money to purchase fire trucks, helicopters now, rescue boats.
Wow.
So that's been a real win for the community.
Yeah, I should say. Those are big ticket items. Are you there?
Yes, can you hear me okay?
Oh, yes, yes. We have a little static in the studio, so that's not your phone. Don't worry about that. You know, when I said Justin Leonard, there's also David Toms. They're tied for fifth starting off this final round at 10 under. Vijay Singh, just a Hugh Rocco Mediate, KJ Choi, Darren Clark, Freddie Couples is playing. It's Jerry Kelly. You know, it's just wonderful seeing the names. And I'm going down Bernard Langer, Miguel Jimenez. It's just wonderful. Steve Flesh. It's a great. You have six Hall of Famers in this.
We sure do. And I can list those for you. It's Fred Couples, Ernie Els, Bernhard Langer, who's one of our greats on our tour, the all-time most wins, Colin Montgomery, Mark O'Meara, and Vijay Singh.
That's a six-some.
Yeah, that's quite a. They've got quite a few victories when you add them all up.
Yeah, and what is the mood like? That's one of the things that I love about the Champions Tour. There is a fierce competitiveness that is ingrained in them. But then there's I'm not sure if jovial is the right word, but there's a sense of camaraderie, but at the same time getting under each other's skin just a little bit.
Oh, yeah, they like to needle each other. So the great thing about the PGA Tour Champions is, you know, we host a two-day pro-am, which was completed this past Wednesday. And we had a little bit of weather, actually. But despite that, our Mitsubishi Electric and their customers, they come and enjoy playing golf for 2 days with the pros, as well as Huala Line members and a host of other amateur players that, you know, they really get to see, rub elbows with the pros. They get to go to dinners with them. We're one of the few events where all 42 players attend our functions, night functions with the amateur groups. And it's really, really an intimate, you know, golf experience for whoever happens to be lucky enough or fortunate enough to participate. So it's just been a really great week.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And with, of course, Steve Stricker winning the Player of the Year and then having the party to boot. How does one be, you know, how do you sign up to maybe, I suppose it's, you know, it has to be pay to play. But tell us a little bit about how could I play with a champion?
Well, if you go to mecgolf.com on your computer or your phone, next year, probably in February, March, we'll roll out the 2025 Pro-Am opportunity. And it'll have the Pro-Am package laid out right on the website. There'll be a button to click with the Pro-Am, and you can read all about it. And if there's interest, it'll have contact information and email information, and you just follow through on that, and you'll have a whole ball of wax.
Awesome. That's mecgolf.com.
.com. Correct. Awesome. That's our handle, our PGA Tour Champions official website.
Awesome. Awesome. Kelly Fleer, Tournament Manager, Mitsubishi Electric Championship at Hualalai. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse. Yeah. I'm so glad you had time. Well, you know, as I was saying earlier, you never know what's going to happen during a tournament that would make the tournament manager go, hasta la vista, baby. I'll be back some other time.
Well, and don't forget, Danielle, we still have tickets available. The final round, the first tee time this morning is at 10 o'clock. Our gates open at 9, so that's in the next hour and 5 minutes. So if you're on the Big Island right now and listening, come on out and watch the best players of yesteryear, the legends, the Aloha legends of golf. And, you know, we play all the way till 5 p.m. The last putt should drop right about 5 p.m. So
yeah,
Golf Channel, if you're on another island, tune into the Golf Channel.
Yeah,
and,
it's a great broadcast.
See the action live.
Yeah, they're doing. It's a great job that they're doing. It's beautiful. And if you're, you know, here and you know somebody there who may not know that this is happening, give them a call. Kelly Fleer, thanks.
Aloha. Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha. We're coming back. We've got Claude Brousseau and Stephen Yen still coming in. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Do you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing? Schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. It's the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and two-time ASPGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning? Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or book with him at WaileaGolf.com. That's 808-856-9458. Have more fun and stop paying for lunches.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Iwale. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back into the clubhouse. You know, we've got a high surf advisory for the west-facing shores of Lanai, high surf warning for the north and west-facing shores, Niihau, Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, and Maui. Partly cloudy, isolated showers on Kauai, mostly clear elsewhere. The high today, 80 to 85. The low tonight, 66 to 71. The winds out of the southwest, about 15 miles per hour. So it's a really good day to get out and play around. And you know, there are a lot of guys that are surfers and girls who are surfers and golfers. Hey. You know, surfer golfers. It's so you can't surf today. It's not a good day. I don't think. I be careful if you're going out when there's a high surf warning for the daredevils. Claude Brousseau, PGA Master Director of Player Development, Wailea Golf Academy at Wailea Golf Club on Maui. Welcome into the clubhouse, Claude.
Good morning, Danielle.
Morning. It's a beautiful day. Isn't it gorgeous? When I was driving in, I saw the sun coming up and then it was just hitting the mountains. Is it beautiful on Maui today?
It's gorgeous on Maui. I just came at the academy and I was looking, you know, from my office, beautiful office in the world, I think. I saw Molokini there. The sun was just coming up and we had some rain and it's fantastic how the nature is beautiful. Normally, we don't see greenery on Molokini. And then now, it's the top of that, you know, it's like a croissant shape.
Yeah.
You got some green on it. It's beautiful.
That's wonderful. It's raining. We need rain. Claude Brousseau is ranked number one teacher in the state of Hawaii by Golf Digest. Now, this is voted by his peers. This is, you know, by his peers. Now, this is the third time that he's been voted number one in the state of Hawaii by his peers. It's wonderful. There was also a fourth time back in 2019-2020. You must be amazed.
Yes, I am. And I'm so humbly proud of that because, it, you know, first, like you said, Danielle, it's a Golf Digest, one of the, you know, most important publication of golf in this country. They sent out a survey to over 3,000 golf coach and instructor in United States, and then they vote for who they think it's worthy of being number one. Then, of course, I'm very proud of that. And then what it does, it allows the people to know that even if we are in Hawaii, we have top coaching available for them. And it's just, I will say, make you, me at least, always strive to be the best I can be, because if I do that, it means that the people who trust my expertise have the highest level of coaching they can have to. We are so passionate, all of us who love golf. We all want to improve, and I believe that it's the responsibility of the coaches to keep learning to make sure we offer the best quality of coaching possible to the golfers.
Yeah, absolutely. And what amazes me, Claude, is how you do this. You are not just number one ranked teacher in the state of Hawaii by Golf Digest, a list of the best teachers. You're a Golf Digest certified instructor, Flight Scope certified professional, Aim Point Level 3 certified instructor, Vision 54 authorized coach, talent contributor with Sports Illustrated Morning Read is the golf aspect, with two videos a month this year, a V1 sport coach ambassador, two videos every month. And you must have been kind of stunned when you heard that Sports Illustrated was no more.
Yes, I was. I was when the Sports Illustrated reached and say we would like to do a special edition with you, and you provide your video, and then they even have an artist that you know, wrote a little song with the ukulele for that, and it's, you know, golf tips from paradise. And then the idea behind that, Daniel, it's just offering something bigger than Claude Brousseau. You know, I love to promote Hawaii. It's such a great place in the world. Of course, I'm in love for, since 1988, the first time I came on Maui, I was dreaming to come and live here. And finally, in 2005, I got the opportunity to move here full-time. And it's so, such, I'm so fortunate with the life I have that my goal is, how can I make other people's life better using golf? So often, let's say, people would say, Claude, what do you do? Here's my answer. I'm a differentiator. I make positive difference in other people's lives using golf as the main tool to do that, because it's about helping other people make me feel good.
Yes, that's kind of like what the bottom line should be on you know, life. Doing what you can to make other people feel good.
Well, I think so, you know, and probably, as you know, I was a nurse for a long time. I guess that part of helping other people is still germinating inside of me. But I'm using golf now.
Yes, that's wonderful. So, you, Claude, we're going to get down to, you know, some teaching here. Because you've written and often said here on the show that putting is the great equalizer. Putting is the single most important, or the simple. It's, you know, it's like the putting stroke is one of the simplest strokes there is in the game of golf. But how do you commit to each shot, including that putter?
Yes. So basically, you can see how important it is. If you watch what happened to Rory at Dubai.
Oh, I saw that.
So he made, okay, everybody who likes golf probably saw that. So what happened there, it's so easy to be distracted. So how you can get more focus on every putt is first have a clear intention and remind yourself that the task is only roll the ball in the hole. Don't make it more complicated. So you can either visualize the ball going in the hole. It was said that Jack Nicklaus, during his prime, he will see the ball rolling in the hole, then the ball rolling back from the hole to his putter on every putt. So if you have a game plan like that, that will help you to stay focused on every putt. Annika, for a while, what she saw, it was interesting, you know, learning from the best, and these two are very good at what they were doing. So she will see like a magnet on the outside, like a horseshoe magnet on the other side of the hole, you know, where she was putting on. And then she visualized and she felt that that ball was like a metal ball, kind of, in her head. Then it will be attracted by that magnet to the hole.
Wow.
Isn't it interesting?
Yes. That's a really, really good one.
Go ahead.
That's a really good one. No, I'm just like thinking about this. That is a really good visualization.
Yes. So the challenge for the, every golfer is finding their own way to incorporate and own the information that the coach share with them. Like I share with the people, what I'm saying when you're in front of me, let's say Daniel as a player who wants to improve, is kind of important. No, it's very important. No, just joking, but I tell them that. Then I say, okay, now the best thing you can do to yourself is finding your own way. And I question them a lot on, okay, what's the difference for you? What makes you click? What makes you be a performer? Because the real deal, to stay focused, to answer your question, will be you have to find a physical cue that trigger the performance on demand. So when you focus on that, obviously you don't think about missing the putt. You don't think that you're not a good putter or all those thoughts that we don't want when we need to perform.
So you have to single out the thought that you need right here, not other things.
Correct. And then the biggest obstacle on the course, Danielle, is distraction. And who is the biggest distractor? The golfer itself, or himself, or her. So if you don't let anything distract you and stay at the task at hand, so putting, there is only direction, and the 90% of what happened to the putt, where the ball rolls, is due to the club face.
Right.
Hands and wrist control club face. We see, we simplify. So there is direction. Then, of course, there is speed after that, or how much energy you need to transfer into the ball. It's that simple. And then it's the only club you use on every hole. You have to love putting and practice it.
Oh, wait. Hold on. You just said the P word. You have to love putting, and you have to practice.
Yes. However, yes, you need to practice with a purpose. So every ball has to count when you practice. Because guess what? On the golf course, you got one chance at it. So I read a long time ago, and I used it this week with somebody. People say, oh, no, I need to groove the swing. I say, when you groove, you need to move. It's not time to keep grooving it. You have it. So it's not grooving it. It's, okay, you need some, because it's a motor skill, you need some reps. But staying over, let's say, the same putt over and over, that's not playing golf. Now, I pay attention to the word I use because I think it's important for the brain. I would say the general public are practicing or hitting balls. Athlete train. But that's quite different. If you go to the putting green and say, I will train to be a better putter, well, that's different than hitting balls or just rolling the ball to the same hole and be there like pretty much without a purpose. And what do you want to achieve for that training session?
Yes, absolutely. And that is what is critical. Now, a lot of people like to go to the, let's go to the full swing. A lot of people like to go to the driving range and just pound balls. Mm-hmm. If you go to the driving range and you're just trying to get the irritants of the day off your mind,
how you put it,
know that you're doing it for that reason, right? You're just banging balls, and
yes,
because a lot of people think that's practice.
It's not, because for sure it's practicing at hitting ball and get the frustration of the day out. But that won't help you for your game. What you need to do when you go first, unless you have a device, you don't even know how far you hit that ball.
That's right.
So why would you ask yourself, okay, how far is that pole over there? So I will say, okay, Mr. or Mrs. Golfer here. And then, of course, they always select the furthest one. They can't have a wedge in their hand, and I'm asking them, where would you like to go here? Okay, that furthest one over there.
Now, with the wedge?
Yeah. Their brain, the human brain, one thing far. So I would say, okay. But when the ball hit the ground, let's say we're going for the furthest one with your driver as an example, mm-hmm. I would ask them, could you tell me if the ball landed 6 yards short of that 250 yards pole out there or 8 yards past it?
Uh-huh.
They say, Claude, I cannot tell you that. But I say, why are you asking me the distance? So if you go at the practice facility, you must have a device that gives you when you want to work on your distance.
Uh-huh.
So you see what I'm saying?
Yes,
so
absolutely.
If you want to know how far you hit the ball, you must use a device that will tell you how far the ball goes. Now, if you don't have that, when you go to the practice facility, you should focus on how good or efficient are you at making a solid contact on the club face. So a very simple way to do that is you can go at any grocery store or pharmacy and buy, let's say, Dr. Scholl spray powder, and just spray that powder on your club face. Then when you swing, of course, that will make a mark. The ball will make a mark on the club face. So now you know where you hit it.
Oh, that's great.
So you need feedback, Danielle, when you go and train. Otherwise, you waste your time. Then this is a very easy way to monitor where you hit the ball on the club face. Then the golfers should always keep at least 15 minutes towards the end of the session, let's say, and simulate playing golf. What I mean by that is you put the ball on the tee, let's say, and you have your driver, you imagine yourself be on hole number one here, let's say, on the golf course at Wailea. Then you make a boundaries in your mind on the left, let's say that will be the green pole, and then the boundaries to the right, let's say the yellow pole, and then can you put the ball in that fairway?
Yeah.
Then when you have done that, you say, okay, I have like 150 yards to the green. Now, take a different angle, and let's say out there you can have a tree, so you will use the trunk as the flag, and the branches of the big tree will be the green, let's say, the design of the green. So you can picture a green with a tree, you know, with the branches that give you the dimension of the green. Then go ahead, do your stuff, swing the club, and see if the ball will end up in the, you know, left and right side of the branches of the tree.
Yes.
So that's like shooting for a green. They say, oh, I missed the green. Okay, the third one, I need to chip a little chip. So pick a little thing on the grass, let's say 10 yards in front of you, and see, can you just chip the ball that will land on that spot? So if they do that, they will not be in the club anymore of clothes. I'm very good at the range, but I'm not that great on the course.
Right, right. No, yes, with a purpose. You have to practice with a purpose. Right. And I love using the imagination. That gets the brain engaged and not distracted in the process that the body's been doing all this time. You know, it's like, give it something to work with. That is really good. What powder did you recommend putting on the club face? Say that one more time.
Yes, I will say it. It's a spray powder. It's Dr. Scholl.
Oh, yes.
SCHOLL'S, and it's a powder, you know, like a spray powder.
Yeah.
It's a foot spray powder. And then you just, you know, spray it, and then you see where the ball is on the club face.
That is so brilliant.
So it's a very efficient way to know where you hit the ball on the club face, because everybody's obsessed with distance, and of course, it's fun to hit it farther. However, they kind of forget, or they don't know, that the most important thing for distance is centerness of the contact in the middle of the club face. That's where there is a sweet spot there.
Yes, you know, did I hit it in the right? And the thing about the putting, just to wrap this,
yes.
The one question I had about putting, sometimes my wrists get in the way. And they, mm-hmm. you know, like you bring your, I'm really good with a pendulum. You know, I have a kind of an innate feeling for putting. I feel comfortable over the ball. But I know sometimes my wrists, and I don't know how to control them. Is there a...
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a very good question. So basically, a couple of ways that you can change the feeling, you at least as a practice swing, let's say, you can experience let's say you got a conventional grip, we'll call that. Now you can experience having your, let's say you're a right-handed player, you can experience having the lead hand low. So if you go, you know, like the left hand will be low on the putter.
Yeah.
And then you can put your right hand at the top.
Okay.
So it's this way, your wrists are a lot more quiet. Another way, you probably remember when Bernard Langer had difficulty to putt. He, at one time, he was putting the shaft against his leading arm. And then with the other hand, he was holding the shaft on his leading arm. So this way, it's almost impossible to move your wrist.
Wow, that's fantastic. And I'm gonna have to talk to you about that more, because all these really good insights into some, you know, practicing stuff. The P word.
Yeah.
So many people want to go out on the golf course and just be fantastic. I'm gonna do something really quick. KORLYNI, Honolulu. And you know, you can't be great at something unless you sit down at the piano and play. And so you gotta stand up at the range, and you gotta hit balls with a purpose. Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, Director of Player Development, Wailea Golf Academy at Wailea Golf Club on Maui. You can reach Claude at C Brousseau, BROUSSEAO, at WaileaGolf.com. Claude Brousseau, Wailea Golf, that's where you can find him, the Wailea Golf Academy. Thank you so much, Claude.
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to be on your show. And thank you for everything you do to promote this great game.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha, Claude. We'll come back now. Diana DeLucia is joining us right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me? What is that?
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliance signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Got a shutter bug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Yeah, in our dreams, right? Okay, Maui Nui, there's a 1224 where the Grand Bells are going out to play today. I love that group's name. The Gold Course is a 910, the Emerald Course has a 940, and the Blue Course has a 1010. We've got an 856 at Eva Beach. All right, I know that's really cutting it close. I'm sorry about that. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, a 9:52. Turtle Bay has a 9 o'clock. Hawaii Kai has a 9:50. Kauai Lagoons has a 10:56. And Poipu, where the Lazy Boys, that's like after the chair. I don't think they're in chairs. Wouldn't that be nice, though, if you could, like, have a golf cart that was like a Lazy Boy? Poipu has a 10:10, an 11 o'clock, 11:48, and a 12:30. Makalei, there is a 10 o'clock and an 11:10. And Volcano, where it's a lovely 57 degrees. The Sunrise Gang. Yeah, they've been out on the course for a while. If you'd like to be there, there's a 9:20 and a 10:50. That's Volcano on Hawaii Island, or what I always want to say, Big Island. I love saying Big Island. It's the biggest island. I love the Big Island. Okay, let's bring in Diana DeLucia. She is the founder, and I'm going to call you the publisher of Golf Kitchen Magazine. Welcome in, Diana.
Aloha. How are you? And I love the Big Island, too. That's the last time I saw you.
Yes, that's right.
We were playing What's That Game?
Oh, What's That Game?
Shuttle Board or something?
We're having fun. That's the bottom line. And you have done so much with your magazine. I am so proud of you. But our Stephen Yen, our executive chef at Liberty National Golf Club, overlooking the Statue of Liberty, one of the top country clubs in the United States, if not the world. Stephen Yen is going to be featured in Golf Kitchen Magazine, the next issue. And yeah, I mean, I was looking over some of the stuff that he does. He has such an incredible mind, the way he handles, because as executive chef, you know, it's not just about overseeing the dim sum and the wok and the sushi and the pastries and the hotline kitchens. He's responsible for hiring and training and coaching. And, you know, there's $35 million in revenue. He's in charge of food and labor costs. And they always have to be kept below the projected budget for, you know, everybody to be really, really happy. He's designed a program to feed 1,200 hungry New Yorkers each week with City Harvest. He's banquets designed and executed, ranging from 50, that's an intimate gathering, considering that it goes up to 700 of your favorite people. So, Diana, we weren't able to speak to him, but tell us about Stephen Yen.
Well, I had heard of Stephen when he first started at Liberty, and I knew he was a restaurant chef on a large scale and with a very strong cooking background. But he had started at Liberty National, so I was intrigued by how such a transition, you know, took place. Like, you know, I know his first year was a little rocky because you're coming from a restaurant world to the private club world, and not just any private club. You're going to Liberty National. So you can't make too many mistakes. But we decided to do a story on the transition so that other restaurant chefs that may want to transition at some point can understand the process. And that's the story we've written in the issue that goes to print on the 26th next week. So I'm excited to get that out there because there's a lot of responsibility at the moment. And clubs nationwide need to start to pick up their game because there will be a lot of staffing, a lot more staffing problems than there currently is now in the coming years.
Why is that, Diana? I mean, we have staffing problems, it seems, in all industries. I didn't expect it to be in the private country club world or in cooking.
Because there, a lot of the chefs that were in the clubs for the last 10, 15 years are all retiring soon in the next couple of years. And there's a lot of, there's a 10-year time period from my perspective where chefs weren't joining golf clubs to work in clubs. They want to work in restaurants.
Oh.
And all these people are leaving. You talk to some of the senior chefs that are retiring, you know, they're already struggling to find just a sous chef. And now, with restaurants not being as creative and exciting anymore to work in, there's a kind of a gap with bringing awareness to the private club industry that you can have a wonderful culinary career in private clubs. And then right across the country right now, because of the pandemic, a lot of clubs who were not so enthralled by their kitchen staff or their kitchens, because it was all about the golf, they have to play catch up now, and all the kitchen companies are building new kitchens countrywide, and those kitchens have to be filled with really good culinary teams.
Wow. It's everywhere. It's interesting, the change that we've experienced, and during and because of the pandemic, everything is completely different. How do we get a Golf Kitchen magazine? Because the photography that you are amazing behind a camera, by the way.
Well, the fun thing about this edition, because it's a couple of weeks late now, I added another property, which Stephen Yan had introduced me to, Aspen Tuck Valley Country Club in Connecticut. I was literally blown away by the place. Absolutely love it. I'm putting the finishing touches on that story at the moment. But that's an example of a club that probably wasn't all that into their food 10, 15 years ago. And then the membership started getting younger and younger. And they had to do what every other club is going to have to do that didn't do what they were meant to be doing years ago.
Right.
But I mean, they should have been. You know, I've been preaching this for 14 years now. Like, you have to show off your culinary team. You have to have some culinary chops in the kitchen. It's not good enough to just have hamburgers and hot dogs anymore. It has to be, you know, younger people demand higher quality food and more experiences, and they demand better wine service and cocktail service.
So get with it. And
yeah.
So how do we? I'm looking forward to talking with Stephen Yan. I know he's got a really good reason for not having. I think the young man impresses me so much. Just how do you keep the camaraderie in the kitchen, especially for a seasonal club? This is from the interview you did with him. Camaraderie in the kitchen is crucial, especially in a seasonal club like Liberty National. I foster a team mentality by encouraging open communication, supporting each other, and celebrating small victories. We have regular team meetings to discuss challenges and successes and to work together to find solutions. I also recognize exceptional work and show appreciation for my team's efforts by creating a positive and supportive environment. We can collaborate seamlessly and efficiently even during the busiest times of the year. This guy is really good. And Diana DeLucia, how do we get Diana's magazine, Golf Kitchen? How do we get it?
Well, we'd love everyone to subscribe at golfkitchen.com, and we want to grow our subscription database. So I appreciate any support from all the clubs out in Hawaii and any listeners. We'd like to grow our numbers and get it bigger and bigger and eventually expand more internationally. So we really need to get the word out how good the private club industry is to work at and have a career at on the culinary level.
Fantastic. Diana DeLucia, thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse. It's really good to hear your voice, and we need to catch up sometime. Let's make time.
I'd love to be out there. We have a travel, the next edition after this will be a travel edition.
Oh.
So if any of the clubs are interested in showing off their culinary team, please give me a call.
And how can they get in touch with you through golfkitchen.com, or do you want them to literally have your phone number over the radio? golfkitchen.com. Can we reach you that way?
Yeah, or it's just Diana at golfkitchen.com.
Awesome. I got to go. I got to thank the people who make this show possible. Diana, aloha. And Pro Camera Hawaii, quality cameras to capture your memories. Their staff will help you find what you need. Don't know what to choose? Give them a gift card. It's now the Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Beautiful. Go there. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. Work easier with smarter tools. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. You know we put power at your fingertips. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks and shopping centers and businesses and hotels since 1939. You know, they can't find you without your sign. Brand them. and get it done. The Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play golf. That's right, the gift that lasts forever. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2024.